Good morning, everybody, and I hope you enjoy the break of better weather compared to until the last few days. So let us enjoy that and share our joy to the Lord and to each other. And if you just heard what you listened to Psalm verse 52 and what you heard from Luke also 10:38-42, and if you felt uncomfortable with some words, that's right. And if you felt something is really not good about these words, in the beginning of the psalm, there are some harsh statements. Maybe you will say, maybe I would like to read just the half of the psalm. And actually, I was thinking about doing that. But I said, I'm going to follow the lectionary and also invite the Spirit to help us to deal when we hear something could look as harsh and as hard as we hear. And as we move to the New Testament, if you are a woman, I feel and I can believe and understand that when you hear the conversation between Martha and Jesus Christ. And if you feel a little bit complaining and not fair in this conversation, maybe that's right. For a long time as a church and as a people of faith, we choose to ignore these problems. We choose not to address our feelings. We choose not to really be in reality with what could really shock us and what could us, how do we feel when we hear something like that. But today, this message to us is, could we see the struggle of a text or a conversation or an event like everybody's talking about what's going on in the United States now with Trevon event and what happened? And regardless where you stand and which side you will take, and we can all polarize in different issues and a different side. But we can all agree on, could we really dig inside ourselves? Could we really, this could be an invitation, an opportunity to listen and to hear something different. And going back to our story, this story is included four people. Luke, the writer, Jesus Christ, the guest, Mary, the listener, and Martha, the host. According to Luke, Jesus is the guest, and this is the most important, is Luke saying, Jesus is going to Jerusalem. Sometimes you hear that over all the gospel. This is the central idea for Luke, is to reminding us the most important is Jesus going to Jerusalem. So from a perspective of a writer, Luke is only interested not only what's going on between Martha and Mary and Jesus, but to remind us this is a place where Jesus took rest before he went to his final destination. And Martha, according to the story, she is the person at home, and she's the one very responsible to take care of the guest. Mary and Martha's sister, sat to listen to Jesus. And she's not concerned about other things like how to make this guest comfortable or how to please this guest. Jesus was focused on his journey toward Jerusalem, and he needed some rest, not only for his body, but he needed support for his mission and food for the Spirit to keep him going in his ministry. And it is hard for us to remember that, because we lean all the time to think about Christ, the divine, the superhuman, the one is really always doesn't need to be human like us. But maybe it's time now to come down on the earth and remember Jesus Christ was a fully human too. And he was like any of us could go through doubts and fears, and he needed people to support him and to let him say, you can keep going on your journey. Jesus found a wonderful place for rest as a guest through the hard work that Martha offered, but also his spiritual need was met during the conversation between him and Mary. And when Mary was focused on Christ, she was sending a great message to Christ, telling him, there are people who like to take your ministry serious, and they do not waste any time when they found you. When they have the chance to meet with you, because you are a great teacher. In other words, Mary was saying, I know how important to spend every second with you. This story took place in one home that gathered different characters with different needs and different interests. And when we try to meet the need of every individual, then we run into a really conflict. Then we run to how we could meet the priority and the top need of everybody without telling somebody you are number two or number three. It seems impossible. It seems hard. We all know that what comes first for somebody else will come maybe last. And we are as a church, we have this too. We all have our own need, and we come to the church with our top need, and we hope my first thing will be met first. But let's keep going to go back to the story that could help us to learn how to deal with this dilemma. For example, the top priority for Luke is to remind us about Christ's mission is the top goal to reach Jerusalem. For Mary, her top need is to listen to Christ as the teacher and as the friend, and in general, to see him maybe like an older brother. For Martha, she needed to offer an excellent home service as to say, Jesus, you are also a special guest. For Christ, he needed rest for his body and support for his soul in his trip to Jerusalem. You can see they are not the same. Everybody is looking for something different. Everybody needs is different, even among Martha, Mary, and Christ. And when we combine all these needs and try to find a way to make everybody 100% happy, then we have really to turn our face to God, because this is something really hard to do. This is a big dilemma. It is not an easy to see this story as an answer to everybody needs, because of all these differences could bring conflict very easy. My needs comes first, and why my needs comes last. But here is how I see this story. I see the story as an opportunity to think different, to speak your mind, and to think bigger about things, and above all, really take risk through reason and faith. When we see things, we cannot say just accept it by faith, because God gave us this mind, which will tell us if you put two things with each other, they could bring conflict or they could work together. Our minds work with math. If you add 1 + 1, it's equal 2. We cannot ignore that, but we are not also only limited to that. Everybody in this story is a great hero, because they are very courageous people, because they took risk and broke the wall of fear and acted outside the box of tradition. They violated a lot of rules according to an ancient tradition. And listen what they did. Mary challenged the normal expectation of a woman rule, what woman should do. A woman should host a guest. And even she is in more troubles, because if this guest is a male, according to a Middle Eastern culture 2,000 years or even until today, that's a big, really violence to do that and be in a presence of a male. She was not captive by what people will say about her and her behavior. And please, do not forget this happened 2,000 years ago, and not in the Western world, but in the Middle East. So she really stepped out of the box and the culture. Martha also was the most courageous person and the most sincere, because she talked about her issue. She's not covering up her feeling anymore. She is seeing what really she's going through. You can name it anger, rages, whatever you call it. But she was really also vulnerable. She made herself available to say, this is how I think, this is how I feel, and this is how I like to share with you. I could cover it up, and I could swear after Jesus leave the house and do a lot of things, or go to my own room and close the door and just try to talk with myself and keep it to myself. But this is a wonderful saint who taught us a true believer is a hard worker in the kitchen and a true and an honest, sincere talker to others too. And she was saying, I did everything expected and even more about me as a woman and as a person has to take care of the house. But my head is spinning with my thoughts that is bothering me, and I'm really angry. I'm not happy. It's not fair. When she shared her feeling with Christ, she added to her credits as a great woman, as being a hard worker, and also telling us she's not an angel who will take everything and always would be good all the time and have no fear and no even anger. But she was telling us she's a real human being with the capacity to be happy and to be angry, even from the closest people, from her sister. And even too, maybe somehow she's not happy with her close friend, Christ. We can see Jesus not only as a guest, but also he become the friend and the teacher. But listen, who invited him to be like that? Through Martha's questions. He could stay, and as a guest, I can understand, as a guest, you should behave. You should not cross the boundaries. As a guest, you receive, you say thank you, you smile, everything is fine. If there is any dynamic in the family, just close your eyes. That's the expectation. But I think Martha's really gave him a great opportunity to say, you are not just a guest. You are somebody who knows us very well. And Martha reminds Jesus, he is the teacher. I know you are tired of that. I know you are tired of being an honest and speaking that, but this is part of who you are. And he has something to offer to resolve this problem. She trusted Jesus to be a good referee. Here is my problem. If I feel no justice in the system, no justice in the family, no justice in how things run, who else could I go? Where else could I go? Jesus also did not act as a guest according to the culture, as I said. But he said, I am also the way and the life. And I am also, if you see me as an older brother, I will be your older brother who will listen to everybody. Jesus' answer to Martha came not as a condemnation or how dare you do that or you speak like that. But it has an opportunity to think about what is important and what is the most important. Because she was not there, because Jesus was not there forever, but he was there for a short visit. Jesus was advising Martha in another word about distract, which this is another area of disagree about people who translate this word, and evil people still feel this is not the accurate translation. Some people say there is another better translation for a word, distract. Jesus was telling her to put things on hold. Put things on hold to capture the moment that will not wait for you. There are things in life that are important, and what she was doing, a great thing, but these things you could keep on hold. But this time is a precious moment. Do not waste. Calm down. You are doing a great job, but you are really doing too much. When we come to this church, we all bring our own baggage that filled with different things. And when we share those things with honesty, compassion, hard work, and deep and honest conversation, then the rule of our faith in Christ will keep us toward the right destination. Covering up, ignoring the problem, pretending there is nothing wrong, never work out. It's only delay the problem, only makes our issues harder and more difficult. Time like the interim time at PBC could cause us to be anxious or worried about our future, about today? And what is our future with the pastoral leadership? But today is our chance to see this time as an opportunity to catch our breath and to think about our call as a church and how is our mission could change to carry this call to the world. Is this really an opportunity? Or I hope you not see it as a burden. I'd like to finish my sermon with this Greek myth. The ancient Greek people like to find an explanation for everything around them. And the ancient Greeks wondered about why some birds can fly and the other cannot. And everybody was really struggling with that. And the answer was, one day gods asked all birds to carry stones and move it from one place to another. And the birds looked at each other and some wondered about, what's the purpose of that? This is a waste of time. And some say, I'm not going to participate in that. And the other decided to say, I'm going to be just hold the stick from the middle. I'm going to pick the smallest stone and the lightest one so I can just, nobody can tell what's going on here. But the people who find themselves, they're really committed to carry whatever in front of them, even when it comes to a very big stone. They found that the one picked the biggest stone, it became the wings that helped them to fly higher and farther. And while we can see some events as a source of discomfort and worry, but by faith in God and in ourselves, we can work together to make any conflict and differences as a great opportunity to think different. And is it as an invitation to understand each other better? Because this is our faith. This is our time to really practice our faith fully and honestly. Amen.